This is usually the best time of year for home sales, but the market is still depressed, and prices continue to fall in most cities. You'd think realtors would be fleeing the business. Think again. Most real estate agents are hanging in there, and in recent weeks, the number of dues-paying members of the National Association of Realtors is starting to rise again. Here to tell us why is NPR's senior business editor, Marilyn Giewax. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you.
The real estate market has been bad, so bad, for so long that it must be due for a rebound. Do real estate agents see that coming?
Well, this last week, the National Association of Realtors had a big summit here in Washington to talk about this very subject, and I went to hear what they had to say. They're sort of hopeful for this summer. They think that what Congress and the Obama administration have been doing are good strategies for this battered market. So the number one thing they're excited about is this $8,000 tax credit. It was first included in the stimulus package, you remember, that passed this past winter. And the idea of it is if you're a first-time buyer and you're getting an FHA-insured loan, you can get an $8,000 tax credit. Well, April 15th is a long way away if you're a young couple and you want to buy a house now. So what happened last week was the administration announced to those realtors that they would create a way for you to get that $8,000 right now. You can get a bridge loan through the lenders. And so if you're a young couple and you have jobs and you have steady income, but you just need help with that down payment, this summer you'll be able to go out and get a house.
Well, that sounds great, but is there a downside to this tax credit?
Well, some conservatives are certainly concerned about it. They're worried that we're basically having taxpayers subsidize people who otherwise couldn't afford a home. This is a tax credit that goes to somebody who hasn't saved enough to get their own down payment. And you might ask, you know, isn't that what got us into this mess in the first place? People buying homes when they really couldn't afford it. If you can have the discipline to save for your own down payment, you probably are disciplined enough to be a good homeowner.
What about interest rates?
Well, they've been trying through the Treasury and the Federal Reserve have both been doing all sorts of strategies that basically they'll hold down interest rates. They want short-term rates to be low. They want mortgage rates to be low. And they've done a pretty good job. So mortgage rates are about just a little over 5% for a 30-year fixed, and that's pretty good.
Okay, so the interest rates are low. Taxpayers are willing to help with a down payment, but what about the price of a home? Is that hitting bottom?
Well, you know, in a few markets, we're seeing that there's a bidding war breaking out for some of the foreclosures at the very bottom of the market. But generally speaking, I think it is very fair to say prices are still falling. The realtors themselves admitted that with a study that they came out with showing that in the first quarter, home prices were down another 14%. So the median price now is about $169,000. So that's, you know, pretty low.
But do you think buyers should continue to wait for even lower prices?
That's an interesting bet because, you know, maybe they will fall a little bit more, but you have to consider that right now you've got low interest rates, you've got low prices, and this year you can get that $8,000 tax credit. That's pretty attractive.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Giewax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
You're welcome.